I know it is very difficult, and it will be very difficult for you for the next, maybe 3 or 6 months. Yeah? But remember, these are your older brothers who have been in a monkhood for much longer time than you. Yeah? And it is with good intention that they show you things. Yeah? So you should listen to them. Yeah? Mm? Please. We have to learn. I mean, you now experience that everything, how you do things, what you do, is new. Yeah?
Yeah.
I know it is not easy for somebody who is 60 years old or 59 years old. You are 59 or 60? 61. Yeah? It's not easy to change things. Yeah? But you have to work on it. Yeah? And one thing I notice often, please, every day train how to put on the ropes, yes, please?
Mm?
Because I see it on Pindapat, it is not properly done. Yeah? Okay? It will be tough, you know, but after a while you get used to the way how to do things, and then it is easy. Yeah? I mean, every one of us has gone through this, including me. Yeah? Sometimes it was 2 years, you know, even after 3 years somebody came, you have to do it like this, yeah? It is. Sometimes, you know, we don't react very well, yeah? So please, yeah? Smile, like the Thais, whenever somebody says, smile and do, yeah?
Only the mentally okay, but in mind also, but physically, I'm slow.
Yeah, that is okay.
Especially when I learn.
Learn something new.
Yeah, so it's with the hands.
Mm.
With the hands.
Mm.
In my life.
Yeah. Especially it is hard. Yeah. I mean, we are patient, yeah. But, listen.
Last 20 years in Africa.
Mm.
Always, when I was managing company, I used only mouth, not hands.
Mm.
That's why, and also, very originally, I'm not good at doing jobs with hands.
That is okay, but we can learn it, yeah?
So I'm a slow learner, slow starter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you need to, you know, why you need to train. I mean, I had to train, you know, I had to train for months, you know, to put on the ropes. Yeah. Every day, 1 hour training, putting on, taking off, putting on, taking off, yeah?
And also, it's a little late. I would like to thank you for your full support for my ordination.
Mm. Yeah, of course I fully support it, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And you support me by doing things correctly, or, you know, putting your effort into doing things correctly, okay?
And then, I would like to continue to use my laptop in my
house. Ah, laptop.
Because, you know, the Ajahn Mahabua biography is in the computer. And so, my exercise is there. And so, Thai lesson is there. So, that's why I like it. But it doesn't disturb me.
I mean, let's say, you know, I mean, use it for a while, yeah? But, you know, let's say for 3 months, and then, you know, stop for 3 months, and then you can use it for 3 months.
Mm.
Huh? We get too used to things, yeah? And that's why we should retract, yeah? And see how we feel, and then we do it again, yeah?
The Rupa, the I don't have any game, and I don't have any...
No, I understand it. It is not game.
I don't have any internet.
Yeah. Of course you don't have internet.
Yeah.
No, I understand that, yeah? But we also need to practice, yeah? Without any external objects, yeah? That's why I say, I mean, use it for 3 months, and then stop for a while, and then you can use it to see, yeah? Because we want to train this one. The heart, not the eyes.
Yeah.
Not the memory.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
this one there, all the problems start here. Yeah? Okay? What? Ask for what?
To requesting for Nisaya, because we went out yesterday.
If you go again today, then yeah. But when you heute wieder gehen.
Nein, heute muss ich ja nicht. Ich würde es eigentlich nur noch. Wir brauchen nur noch die Bilder.
Ja, dann müsst ihr doch nochmal hingehen können.
Weil ich war so gesagt. Dass diese, dass
der
wieder die Bilder
da sind,
dann muss
man sich
die
Schaufel nach. Nee, der muss das doch bestätigen. Der hat doch nicht
unterschrieben.
Also
ich weiß nicht genau,
was ich mir dann nicht den Kubazier, das ist etwas anderes, ne? Die Baisudhi muss doch wenn du mit der Baisudhi hingehst, zum Chaukanda, er muss es doch unterschreiben. Er steht dafür Garantie, ne, dass du ordiniert hast. Das ist der Chaukanda, weiß doch nicht.
Ich glaube nicht, dass du
vorhin
geschrieben hast,
weil ja, entweder hat er unterschrieben oder hat er seinen Stempel reingetan.
Ja, unterschrieben schon, aber nicht für Stempel auf dem Bild. Der ist ein Chakra schon mal.
Also das kann
er,
sein.
Wenn ihr den Beispiel die Straße und ohne Bild und sagt, klebt es ein, kann man dann eigentlich das Bild machen gehen, einkleben und dann direkt zum Chakra.
Es ist nicht korrekt, ne? Weil er steht dafür gerade. Ne? Du kannst ja dann auch ein anderes Bild von einem anderen jemand anders einbauen.
Also das ist nicht schon.
Ja, das ist in der Kuba-Rahmen haben sie es ja fest gemacht vom Bildbein gekriegt, aber da ist noch kein Stempel. Und vom Kuba-Rahmen haben sie uns den Beispiel gegeben und haben das Bildbein gegeben und haben gesagt, wir sollen die Bilder machen. Nein, im
Vertrauen
zu uns wahrscheinlich. Ja. Aber das ist nicht der
Chao Kun Chang,
was das ist der
Chao Kun
Amper,
der den
Stempel
reinmacht. Nein.
Nein?
Also wir waren beim Großen. Der Wichtigere.
Also ich bin mit meinem Denken zum Chaukon am Tag gegangen.
Der macht nicht den Mahachai, der andere.
Ja, der Mahachai ist der Chaukon am Tag. Ja, fragt man.
Der hat zwei Stempel für Weißen.
Okay, vielleicht ist es jetzt anders. Weiß ich nicht. Nein, sobald wie möglich. Nicht auf die lange Bank schieben.
Ja. Aber dann kann man danach gleich den Tempel holen vom Chakra.
Was?
Ja. Kann man danach gleich Tempel lassen und schließen mal hin.
Ich glaube, wann ist der alles noch wieder da, so wie ich das da hinfahren kann, weil es.
Ihr fahrt zum Mahachai und geht zum Dio. Der Dio macht das für euch.
Aber dann kann man ja auch in dem Fall keine Bilder rausfahren machen, weil die Bilder von der Fähre brauchen.
Lass mich mit dem Zeug in Ruhe. Good. You have to listen a little bit, you know, how he chants, yeah? So that, you know, you chant together, yeah? If he doesn't follow you, you know, I mean, you wait a little bit, you know? Okay?
Acharyo me bhante
bhante bhohi Acharyo matu Ayasamato
Ayasamato Nijayam Vachami Acharyo me bhante bhohi Ayatmato Nisaya Vachami Acharyo Nivante Homi Ayatmato Nisaya Vachami
Rupaikang
Sadhubante
Patirupang
Sadhubante
Vasadakena Sampati
Sadhubante Ajatake Danite Ero Maiham Baru Aham Pite Rasa Baru Ajatake Danite Ero Maiham Baru Aham Pite Rasa Baru Ajatake Danite Ero Maiham Baru Aham Pite Rasa Baru
Ka. Go back. Thank you. Now, please learn these chants. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have to remember many, but these ones is very important. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's already a bhikkhu for a while. Yeah. So he remembers it, but. But you, yeah? So what is now going on, huh?
I don't know what made you send on the soldier that was wrong with me, because I don't know what's wrong with me.
No, I mean, you know, she said about herself, you know, yeah. I mean, it's some sort of autoimmune, yeah. But if you believe this stuff, you know, I mean, whatever the doctors tell us, you know, I mean, this becomes, you know, manifested within ourselves.
Yeah, identification with the label is never a good
Yes, topic. And also the symptoms, you know, that we, yeah, I mean.
So that's what I wanted to ask you, like this kind of self-preservation instinct with the body, like it's kind of an attachment to the body in a way.
What do you mean by self-preservation instinct?
Like wanting to keep the body at a certain health level or homeostasis or something.
That's not attachment, that is, you know, common sense.
Okay, so it's because I'm very much like a mind that exists. And it just happens to me in
this
body.
La. That is also an illusion.
Yes, I know. But that's kind of
You're pretty much in this damn body, yeah?
My conception, and it's been like that my whole life. This is just kind of useless.
Yeah. I mean, this is very specific to a specific kind of people, you know, who are just in their mind and never care about the body.
So
you really have to get deep into the body because you have it, yeah? And you use it, you know? And most of these people, yeah? I mean, they never care very much about the body. But that doesn't mean that they don't have the same, they still have the same kind of attachment as everybody else.
It's just completely,
it's off. It's off the screen, yeah? And that's why when we meditate, we suddenly realize, oh, we have a body.
And when you're sick, you really realize you have a body because your attention is very naturally drawn into the body.
Yes, and you get worried.
Yes. Worried that I want the pain to go away so that I can...
Not only that the pain goes away, worried, you know, worried about all sorts of things, you know, imagining to have this kind of sickness or that kind of sickness or that you die or I mean when we really get sick
and I see that when you follow it all back and you're like where's the problem what's the problem it all comes down to death and
there you see the attachment
but then I see if you let go of, again it's all conceptual, so what's the point?
It is very difficult for us, you know, who have lived all their life in the mind, yeah? I mean, it takes some time, you know, to get used to that you have a body, you know. And the best thing is, you know, you sit and sit and then go through pain, yeah? Investigate pain, because then you realize you have a body, yeah?
So when I do pain investigation, the first thing I need to overcome, and sometimes I totally fail with it, is like it's the anxiety of like, oh shit, I have this body and this pain, and the anxiety becomes more painful than the pain itself. So then you're just investigating the emotional pain that comes from that realization.
No. Don't.
Investigate the anxiety. Because if I don't investigate the anxiety, then it overwhelms me, and I give up.
Yeah, then, okay, yes.
So
in this case, yeah.
So I have to investigate the anxiety.
But what comes before the anxiety?
The pain.
Yeah, and then why don't you investigate when the pain is there, investigate the pain, where is it, you know? Yeah?
So, what I've noticed is if the anxiety comes up, I have to investigate the anxiety such that it dissolves, because if that doesn't dissolve, then I'll quit, I'm out. So I have to get past the anxiety to get back to the pain again, and then I can investigate the pain. I'm sorry for it. It's just consistent. It's the way it works.
I mean, don't make it so complicated, yeah? Huh? The anxiety, huh? Erupts because of the thoughts around the pain. But if you start, you know, if the pain becomes so strong, you know, if you start to investigate the pain, there are no other thoughts that create this anxiety. Because you get interested in about the question, what actually is pain? How actually does feel pain? Where actually is it located? And then how can anxiety arise?
So
when I do investigate where the pain is, you talk about
questions. Is it in the bones? Is it in the flesh?
Yeah.
Is it in the muscles? And when I ask those questions, I realize that I can't relate it to anything like that, because those things don't exist.
What don't exist? Bones?
Flesh and bones. And
of course they do exist.
Yes. But when my eyes are closed and my mind is calm, they're conceptions. Like, I have to create them. When I ask the question, is the pain in the flesh, I would have to create the flesh.
No, you have to go and feel the flesh. Mm. And you feel the bones. And you feel the muscles. I mean, how can you not feel your body? I mean, For you, a good training to get in touch with the body is this method of going through the body, you know, point-wise by point-wise.
This is actually the best way for me to get to the body.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to get in touch with the body. And that is, you know, for people who have never realized that they have a body, you know, I mean, this is where you actually feel. You feel the skin, you feel the hair, you feel the... Yeah?
This body scan has been the best tool for me.
Yeah. And you have to really develop it even deeper, yeah? So that you not only feel, you know, feel the hair or feel the skin, but, you know, also feel the bone and then go through the bone and feel the brain. Yeah? So each time you do it, you know, over the time it gets deeper and deeper and deeper inside, yeah? Yeah? And then you don't have to conceptualize anything.
Honestly, it's like my biggest blind spot.
I know. It is people who are in brains, yeah? Yeah? They have only one thing, yeah? The brain in the tank, yeah? You remember that book? Well, it was in the end of the 70s, you know? There were good books, you know, about the... I mean, how do we know that we are not the brain in a tank, yeah?
I mean, we could be. Or virtual reality, and we're just dreaming it up somewhere in another time. Yeah.
But when you cut your finger off, you know that it's...
You still feel the pain. But that could also just be the projection in the...
Well, you see the blood, you see your finger lying
also
there.
Part of the projection. Yeah. But I still feel the pain, and I still feel...
Yeah, so get in touch, you know, and accept the pain, because that is something you don't want to. Yeah, that's where the anxiety comes. Why doesn't the pain go away? You know, do I die? You know, yes, you will die, but not now. The acceptance of the pain before we can even start to question, you know, things is the most important thing. Feel it throughout, breathe it in, yeah.
And the body contemplation. How do I feel it? I need to focus more on the five daily recollections. Like this, the body is subject to sickness, aging, and death.
Yeah.
Like this, I feel is very connected because I'm. Again, it's all conceptual. It doesn't feel real in a way.
Well, then go back to when you went to school. You know, when you learned to walk, when you learned to talk. Go back to this experience, because the experience is there. Yeah, I mean, if you can't, you know, then go back year by year, you know? Until you come to birth, yeah? The pain of birth is, you know, I mean, it's nearly as big as the pain of death, yeah?
I mean, every baby comes into the world screaming, can't be a blood.
Yeah. And the mother is screaming, and the baby is screaming, you know, and the baby nearly dies in this narrow tunnel, yeah? I mean, it's stress too. Yeah? And then what does it do? You know, I mean, yeah, try to remember what happened, yeah? And go through these experiences, yeah? And then go through experience, you know, of sickness, you know, when you really felt so sick that you couldn't move anything, yeah? Well, what happened, huh? We think we died. Huh? This thought, as long as the sickness is so strong, you know, there's the thought of death always around.
I would rather die.
What?
I would rather die.
Yeah, but you... Well, that is... that is... That's not the way out, yeah? Yeah? But the moment the sickness is gone, where's the thought of death? And we never think about this, you know, these contradictions, you know, that we constantly place ourselves in contradiction.
Everything I see in life is a paradox. It's just...
Yeah, and especially, you know, the more... Yeah, that's why Linda Mahapur said, the more we study, the more stupid we are in the Dhamma. Yeah? Because everything happens in our mind, you know? And it's just like these, you know, these ivory towers, you know? Yeah? Our profs, yeah? There was another good book, you know, the prof that took his head for his wife, yeah? Mistook his head for the wife, yeah? It's like that. We are only in our mind, you know, we don't even realize unless we really get sick, and then people realize, we have a body. Or when people come to meditation, then they realize, oh damn it, you know, the whole problem is the, you know, it's all about the body, you know, it's not about our meditation. Yeah, and then realize it, you know, really feel it, you know, really feel the body, yeah.
The biggest hurdle I have.
Body. Yeah? Welcome to the realm of the body. Yeah, I often say to most of the Westerners. Yeah? Because not hardly anybody, you know, is within his body, you know, he's in the world, you know. Yeah? That he creates, that he imagines, you know, and the body is not so important. Yeah. The world that we live in is the world of our imagination, yeah? And we just use the body, you know, to get from this place to that place, yeah? But even while we go to this place, we don't even realize, you know, that we have a body. Yeah? Because we're already, you know, in the future. Yeah? Or in the past. Okay.
Yeah, the present moment is also a big blind.
What?
The present moment is also a big blind spot. I realize that my... the way my mind works is that it's constantly creating future based on past.
Yeah, of course. And that is the normal thing.
You can see it.
Yeah. I mean, if you can see it, you're already a step further. Most people don't see it, yeah?
Yeah, no, it's just all a creation and a projection. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't put so much emphasis on these labels. You have to put much more emphasis. What the hell is going on in this body? How? What is the feeling? Yeah? And there's constantly a sensation. How can you not feel that?
Because I'm doing other things. Yeah.
Because you think.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't feel it.
Yeah.
Eh? I mean, turn off the mind engine and you instantly are in the real world of that, you know.
When you switch to the body, you can't help but be here because this happens now. You can't create
this. Yeah, and that's why pain is so good, yeah? Because it forces you to be in the body. Yeah?
Retraining this mind.
It's not easy. Okay? And then, I mean, don't talk so far away from me. Huh? And as I said before, you know, I mean, don't come, you know, one after the other. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Because something is personal. I don't know if I should listen.
What?
Something is personal.
No, I mean, if somebody sits here, it's open. Yeah? Unless he repressed something that is private. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why should we have anything private anyway?
We would like to.
Especially women like to have something private. It's very special. I don't want to share. Yeah? I don't want to know that other people know about this problem. You have the same problem as he, and he has the same problem as you. They are just a different shade of gray.
It's a specialness.
Yeah, yeah. Huh?
So next time I'll come and...
I told you before, you know, it doesn't matter who it is, you know, Ludovic, you know, it's the same thing, you know, he waits out there, and then he comes later on, and I sit here for hours.
Yeah. So next time someone told me if it's...
If you're interested in listening to, even if you don't have the question, then you can come up, you know, and listen to it. Yeah?
Yeah.
But don't disturb the question. Yeah.
Yeah? Maybe also sharing about experience I had yesterday.
Yeah.
So I focused on Dhamma. And it was very extreme, very strong. And then I feel the mind very fast, very many mind moments. It was, I think for a time it was so fast. I see, like, you know, your mind is usually like normal, but suddenly it's very, very fast. It was kind of intense.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was before I went to sleep, I thought about the Buddha and compassion. And then I felt like a blanket like blanket, I don't know.
Yeah.
In the whole body. After that, I don't remember what happened.
Mm.
But I remember after being very sharp, my mind very sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Little sensitive, but very sharp.
Yeah, that is good. You know, it's a good sign, yeah? So, I mean, once the mind is sharp and once the mind is clear, then you go into the investigation of the body. Because it can see through, yeah? It's just like a laser, you know, who cuts through everything. But if the mind is unclear, you know, it's like an unsharp knife where you want to, you know, where you want to cut cardboard, yeah? Don't get anything off. Yeah? Okay?
Yeah. So,
I mean, keep on training. Let's just, like I said last time, you know, keep on the Buddha, keep on the Dhamma, you know, as long as you can, you know.
I mean, and you will see that the mind gets really focused in. Once it gets focused in, once you realize that it is even too difficult to form this one sort of Dhamma, then you jump to the knowing.
Yeah.
I mean, that is trial and error. There's no right and there's no wrong, I mean, it is like, you know, a teacher tells you how to dance on a rope, you know? I mean, how to walk on a rope, And he says left, you know, you go left and fall off, He says right, you know, But he says balance it out, you know? One time you have to go right, one time you have to go left, then you have to go right again, Or lean to the right, lean to the left, I mean, this is something that you, every one of you, have to test out, you know, through trial and error, Do I have to force it a little bit more so that it gets clearer? Or do I have to relax and feel it more? And then I feel it more and then it gets off the track and then I have to force it again. And this is the way.
I'm trying different things. I don't want to make, I don't know how to say it even. I'm trying different thing and I hope it's okay because maybe it's not the lifestyle that you teach, but if it's working, I'm trying.
I mean, that depends on, as long as you with your object of Buddha or Dhamma or Sangha or the breath, then it is okay, I mean, Samatha has to have one object, Be it a word, repetition of word, or be it the breath, you know, observing the breath. And the most important thing for Samatha is observing.
So then, body investigation, talking about the body scan, you're not with the breath at the same time, is that right? You're with the part that you're investigating.
Yeah. But, I mean, sometimes it's good, you know, to keep the focus, not to observe the breath, but, you know, to keep the focus somewhere that you know when the focus is gone. But if you're good at it, you know, then you don't need, you know, the focus there. But in the beginning, the mind drifts off very easily. You just have one point and then it drifts off, So be careful, be careful.
So in the body, you can stay with the object, the nails, you can stay with the nails, no problem.
No problem, You can stay with the hair, you know, and it becomes more and more detailed, And also, you know, if you're not familiar with your body, do the body scan, scanning, you know, point by point, 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 feel it, you know. If you can't feel it, just go to the next.
Yes, that's my strategy, I think I use Ayakema's method, maybe you know it.
Of course, you know, I've studied with her for 2 years.
A slightly different version of Ayakema's method, but basically the same, that Lee Brasington taught.
What?
Lee Brasington.
I have no idea. But anyway, you know, as long as you feel it, you know, it's okay, If you can't feel it, go to the next, And that is, I mean, for the body scan, it's great, you know, for going to see where problems arise in the body. There you see something is stiff or something is, you know, contracted, And then once you finish the body scan, go to these areas and loose it up, And then you see there's some emotion connected to this. And then you have to deal with this, And that's how the citta is so powerful, it can do so many things, But we feel so, I can't do it, you know.
Too scared too easily.
What?
Like, too scared too easily or something.
What you, then what investigate what you're scared of.
Exactly.
I mean, you're not scared of death, You're scared of the pain of death. Who's scared of death, you know, I mean, as long as he has not done really grave sins, Because then he knows he goes to hell and then he doesn't want to die. That are people, I mean, when we look at the world, you know, people who are really scared to die, who don't want to die, I mean, have done lots of grave sins, And they know exactly where they go. And that's why they don't want to die yet, But they don't even want to change their ways,
people who go to heaven, you know, I mean, how can they be scared of death? I mean, they're looking actually forward, yeah? Yeah? I mean, it's just much more comfortable to be up in heaven, yeah, than to be on this earth, yeah? But it is more valuable to be here on this earth, you know, and to investigate it, because after heaven you will dump into hell. Yeah? So the question is, you want to go first to hell and then to heaven, or first to heaven and then to hell? Yeah, but then you have to do a long way, yeah? Okay?